What's going on, everybody? Happy New Year part two again. Hey, man, it's been a minute. Lando Usher coming back at you, man, with another episode. I just left West Palm Beach, Money on the Line 4. Man, it was amazing. I thank God has been listening to me about the racing. We had a lot of racing, a lot of action going on. I would have liked to see more, but I can't get too greedy. Three or four races is good enough for me at one event. End of the day, guys, it's a lot that goes down in the preparation for racers and teams to get their cars ready to go down the track. This stuff is not easy, what these guys are doing, and safety is the biggest thing. Just being there in the atmosphere, man, I have to tell y'all got to go into some of these Facebook groups and just check out a big rim race in your lifetime. Probably no time soon, you know, at your leisurely. You want to check out, you know, exactly what happens at these races. It's amazing, the culture, the food, the vibe when security is on point and all that good stuff, guys and ladies. I just want to thank y'all for tuning in and listening to me talk about cars and big rim racing and the culture. 2021 already so far has been it's a great start. I think a lot of us are not where we probably want to be, but we got to keep striving to get there. A lot of days are a little tougher than others. I say a lot of days because of the pandemic and remembering to grab your mask and seeing the people that are sick or passing away with this thing. But you know, I'm not trying to somber or dampen the moment. I'm just talking about what's going on for real. A lot of us have ideas. A lot of us want to do some amazing things, but there's things that's holding us back to actually do this and to do the things that God has placed in our hearts. A lot of people got dreams and aspiration of opening businesses and things of that nature, and I can't stress enough of that, because I just feel like, you know, our passions should outweigh our 9-to-5 jobs, and we should not be waiting so long to try to chase those passions and aspirations and things that motivate us. I'm doing all I can to push my brand. It's a process, you know, and don't get busy competing with other people. People are going to try to compete with you. I see it all the time. You know, it's the only person you should be in competition with is yourself. That's just the bottom line, because you get so distracted competing with somebody else that you miss a lot of moments that are very vital to your success and your vision and your process. So, you know, I have to give you all that little special part in my segment, my motivations part. But yeah, Money on the Line was amazing. The vibe was amazing. Security was on point. Man, them guys did a hell of a job. Shout out to security. Shout out to the track guys who kept the track prepped. Went down and cleaned the track off. It was very, very organized. No foolishness. I've seen a lot of test passing from FYB. Fuck Your Boy Racing. Big shout out to Bruce. Cut a Check. Shout out to Hot Lulu. Chaotic Speed. That's Easy Money and his crew. Easy Money put a big gap on Macho. I don't care what people say. People are going to be like, well, you know, he slipped and this and that. Man, the man got gap. End of the day, Macho got gap. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, cars are not going to hook like they're supposed to hook. And I have to say the gap, because the gap was betted. You know what I'm saying? So, Macho, when he did finally hook or whatever, his car did hook, it was too late. Shit, Easy had like a 3-car length lead gap on him. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. But everybody got their own perception and their own thoughts on different terms and what happens in races and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, if that particular part of the race has been betted on, that person got to get paid. So, you know, we can't get caught up trying to argue with everybody, because at the end of the day, why? Because they're right and you're right too. And that person's not going to see your point of view, and you're probably not going to see that person's point of view. But yeah, it's been amazing, man. Already the start of the year. They got some stuff going on this weekend. Saturday, January 23rd, King of the Zoo in Middle Georgia. I'm going to see about that event. See about trying to make that happen. And keep the great content coming at you guys and all that good stuff. You know, it's just amazing just being in the culture and having a platform and having to actually see it physically. Because I didn't really see myself a part of the car culture like this, because I had been doing other things that were on my heart to attain and to try to conquer. But I have to say, you have to make sure that you prioritize and compartmentalize and make time for the things that you really want to do in life. If cars is what you want to do, if anything is a business is what you want to do, do it. You know, make a way. Because ain't nobody going to give it to you. An opportunity damn sure ain't going to come to your door and knock on it and be like, here you go. You got to go out there and make it happen. It's just the bottom line of anything you do in life. And, you know, it's just funny. Just a lot of people that you meet and you think you're going to be friends with them forever. That's not reality a lot of times. But the people that you do lose are replaced with new ones that you meet. And a lot of people that you meet sometimes, it felt like you never really lost a beat with that person when you meet them. And that's how you know things are pretty real, and that's a pretty solid person. You know what I'm saying? So, just keep doing what y'all doing. Keep bringing y'all this great podcast. I thank y'all for tuning in. But yeah, it you know, just being in that race atmosphere. Yeah, a lot of it is still business, like CAD Race Goose for free. That's a Donk versus a G-Body. Goose had the Regal out there, and that damn Regal is running. The Silverback was out there. Hollywood Customs, Macho. Just got 250 Slims getting built a car by Hollywood Customs. So I think he's a part of Hollywood Customs as well. Pretty much all the counts are out there, except Donk Master. You know, Donk Master has his own thing. And, you know, you got to applaud the man for taking the brand and taking the whole Donk world and bottling it up and selling it like he's selling it. You know, it's amazing. But the culture is moving, man. We got a brand new attitude of races, and not just pulling up to the track, spectating and looking at cars and keeping cars on the trailer and shit like that. We got to keep pushing the culture. Y'all stay tuned. Got a lot more going on with what's happening out here. Y'all stay tuned, man. It's epic year, 2021. God bless y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Let's get it.